Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life I know to compare with your imagination. I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep.
Daddy. baby, 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 baby.
Welcome to the Play Experience. I am Ombasa Sofira. Welcome to the playground of life, where all we're doing is deciding that we're going to passionately love the truth and appreciate fully who we are. Just feeling the orchestration of the Most High. For all we do, all we set forth to be in this life, not knowing a lot of times a lot of things, and knowing that not knowing is just perfect. When we decide to just breathe God in and out, God breathes us in and out. We just in, we breathe in God, and then we breathe out. We just keep breathing. Just breathing in this beautiful life. And breathing this in, it just means that everything is right there because everything is God. Everything we want. The house, the car, the first class paying ticket. We just breathe in and out healed situations. Anything. Healing anything. The power of God is just so powerful that we can breathe it in and out for the smallest and minute things in life. But who gets to say what's small, right? What's big in our life, what's real and what's not? Who gets to say why the Creator has us here, right now? And who do you think will honor the truth of who you are if you don't? So, ask yourself right now, what's the truth? Are you holding yourself back for any reasons in this moment? What are the reasons you're finding? And if you have that, how are you holding yourself back? Are you finding people or situations to fill your thoughts in your heart? To unconsciously distract you from what's sitting right there in your holding space. Just waiting, holding for you to just pick it up. Allow it to be a part of your true existence. Is it time to be revealed? To reveal your soul to the world? Is it time for the real revelations in your own life? Just take a break right now. Wherever you are, just take a break. Just breathe in God deeply, like you really want it. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Breathe it in deep. And let it breathe you, this energy, this power, this force of this universe. that is ours to command with our love, with our enjoyment, with our passion. Breathe it in and breathe it out and allow it to do the same. Be one with this energy that creates worlds that is you. You can't be a ripple without being it. Yes, we're all ripples in this ocean. We all matter. Take a minute and allow the reflection of yourself to be in front of you, wherever you are, and look deeply into your own eyes, deeply and intentionally. Now, do you recognize who you really are? Truthfully, really, okay? Do you recognize who you really are? Who are you? And why are you here? What have you come to do, to be? Do you remember? Do you still feel that it's all up to something or someone else? If you do, do you feel that there's anything on your part that can be done right now, right here, right now, to accelerate your process of becoming the most masterful life artist there is? Yes? It's time for us to write our stories as if it's already done. Everything we want to see in our lives, as far as we can see it, writing it as if it's already done. And all we have to do is just step right into that role. Just traveling, just moving through time, defying the illusion of time, just collapsing the time. Just saying yes to all the good and the goodness and the godness that's there for us. It's time to enjoy the new experiences that are already there, and allow ourselves to just enjoy and embody everything that we really, really, really yummily love to do. Yes, indeed. You deserve it, because the universe, the Creator, loves and appreciates you just as you are. It's time to be free, it's time to fly, it's time to soar. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And just being able to blow up and through all limitations, anything, and just play, people. It's time to just play. It's time to passionately love and appreciate who you are. Dancing and celebrating this playground of life. It just feels right. What does this power, this Creator, want me to be right now? What does this Creator as me want me to be right now? How am I choosing it? How am I deciding it? Just breathe in the love that's there for you now. Breathe in the love that's always present, ever expanding, and breathe out. Fill yourself up when you breathe in again. Fill up. Get it all. Don't leave a drop. It's all yours. It's more where that comes from. And breathe out. Yes, indeed. We've been talking about truth in the previous shows here in the playground. We've been talking about shifting into truth. Carrying the energy of this land on which we stand, allowing the love from the earth to just encompass us and being one with it. I can't tell you how expanding that is, really, you know, to really just understand that we are a part of everything, and that's the truth. And my mission in this moment in life is to bring that full awareness in front of everything. So yes, I'm taking the shovel, and I'm digging, I'm gently digging, unearthing, loosening up the earth, so you, if your head is still in the sand about who you are, so you can pull your head right out of that sand right now, and fully encompass the essence of God that you are. Yes, it is. Yes, it's time. There is no better time than this present moment. So I say yes to the best to come, and that is already here. I say yes to the God in you, and I say yes to the God in me, because it's all one. And that's how it be. So you can be free. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This energy right now of awakening, it's happening for all of us. It's not anyone that's exempt. But it is sometimes that we have to get a little bit of assistance. And I'm committed. I'm committed to see how we can, for sure, pull our heads out of the sand. Because this is the time, and this is the only time we have. So we're going to take a quick break. And while we're taking a break, find a mirror, a real mirror. And go look into that mirror, into your own eyes. Just look deeply. And see if you can recognize yourself. Not how other people see you. Not what they said about you. Can you see who you are? Yes, indeed. We'll be right back after this break.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
I am light, I am light. I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. I am your hostess with the most on this playground of life. At the top of the show, we open with four powerful masterpieces done by people so dear, so very dear to my heart here on the playground. At the very top was Pure Imagination by George Gorillaz, and you can find his incredible piano delight on evisinvictorzonemusic.com. And that was followed by the sexy sax, blown so exquisitely by Jay Plunky Brand. And you can find his music on Plunky One, PlunkyOne.com. Then, we had a revival. We have a revival of a love story shared by our very own musical master playmate, Sherry Marie. And you can find her, if you are listening, and I know you are, on SherryMarie.com. That's SherryMarie.com. If you'd like to join us on this conversation today, you can call in 347-466-3346 and just press 1. 1. Just press 1. And you keep that. And we'll fill you in. We'll get in where you sit in. And you know, the reason I do this show every week is because I just don't want to play. I need to play. It's like life's blood now, you know, to passionately love and appreciate me so I can passionately love and appreciate you. So you can passionately love you so you can start loving me. We used to do a song in a workshop that we got from Agape. I love myself so much that I can love you so much. That you can love you so much that you can start loving me. Yes, yes. And Sherry was singing about the revival of this love story. This being your own love story. That's the this. The story that you're writing now, even if you don't know you're doing it. Even if you're not doing it consciously. You are still doing it. So I'm just saying, why not write it well? Why not write it well? Just like you want it. Why not write it with all the lights on? You know, there's no use in running around in the dark when you don't have to. Everybody and their mama knows that I just came back from the land of Oz, from Australia. And that in many ways, I'm still there, you know. My heart was just open in such a way that words can never do justice. So I won't even try to do that. What I will say is that I met some really wonderful people. One of them is on the playground today with me. So you'll be talking to her in a minute. I also met some beautiful ladies called the Sapphires, whose interview I shared a couple of shows ago. Well, they opened me up to really something, and they would never know it either. You know, they opened me up to how I had my head buried in the sand. You know, about an issue that was so deeply buried in my tissues that I didn't even know it was a thing. Because when I began to interview with them, and it was mainly about their lives, and pow, bam, boom, crash, you was on Batman. Somehow, it expanded into my life. And what the lives of the Aboriginal people and the many people around the world who at any time, in any place suffered the sense of powerlessness. I'm going to tell you, this went deeper than I ever thought, you know, it would go, and it's still with me. So I'm just deciding to go slow with it, you know, because now it has become more. It's not just an interview anymore. It's so much more. So I'm gonna go slow. But I will continue the story each week because it's intertwined with all our stories. So I thank the Sapphire, and I thank our lovely, lovely, lovely blessed here on Life Conversations Radio for promoting the interview, but just saying you gotta do it. You gotta do it. And she was right. Because I do this work, I do it because I love it. I love providing a platform for each one to teach one, just by seeing you. So speaking of that, being the film, I love that. I have a very special guest here in the playground. And she's been here before. If you come to the playground, you've met her. Her name is Gaudai. And she's calling in from the land of Oz. And we're going to talk to her right now about what I love, my favorite topic, play and heal. We're going to bring her on. How you doing, Sarazai?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I was disconnected for about 3 minutes, but I'm back, so that's great.
You thought you were disconnected. You were never disconnected.
So powerful.
I kept seeing
today. You are so powerful today. I can't really, like, say anything that's out of the way, because whatever you have said, it's just like you were talking to me. Were you talking to me only? Because it's just like you were talking to me, and it has just opened my eyes and my heart so much.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So
yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Who is Sarazai, and how do you play? How do you passionately love and appreciate you? So that's two questions. Take one at a time. Who is Sarazai?
Well, first of all, I want to explain why I have gone back to that name, Sarazai, right? Because the other people know me as Ethel, I said, since I'm going to show a different revelation, I'm going to show up as a different person, but the same person. So Sarazai is a name that I was given by my grandmother that meant God has chosen. So at this time, after the play experience, I realized that I have been chosen by God to do a lot of things, and it's just there in front of me, like you said, and it's up to me to receive. After I receive, and then share with other people. So Sarazai right now is a person who wants to share the gifts and the treasures that she has received from the Creator with other people. So I thank you for that. So that's how I'm viewing myself right now. I don't know what other people can see in me, but I am concerned about how I see myself and how I make other people see myself. So that's what I'm doing right now. So that's Sarazai. And with the play experience, it has just opened a new world, because of all the things that I have done before, I never thought that playing or passionately loving and appreciating myself will make a difference in the lives of others and in my own life as a person. So it is like I have been given a shovel, like what Ombasa said, and to dig through. But I was scared that if I dig through the ground, something might be disturbed. So that's what has been holding me on for a long time. I was afraid just to disturb that part of me where I felt comfortable, but not moving on to do a lot of things that are beautiful. So with the play experience with Ombasa, I've realized that Ombasa was like now the one digging through my heart with that shovel. And when she tipped the ground, I just felt like the treasures that were hidden in me were showing up. And after those, I received those treasures, I felt like I can't contain this. I can't just hold it up for myself. I have to share it with the world. I have to share it with my family to start with my friends, and then with the world. And that's what I'm doing right now. That's why I am spreading about, you know, the love, you know, the play, and how I got healed from my own past experiences in my personal life. And I feel much, much better, if not over the moon, flying and soaring after the play experience. It just has done a lot in my life. I feel like a new beginning. That's why I am now Saruzai and a different person, but being that same person that I was, but showing to the world in a different way. Because even my friends are saying, oh, my goodness, we didn't know you could do that. We didn't know you could dance. We didn't know you can talk like that or smile or, you know, because I was so enclosed in my own world. Mm. But the play experience has just opened me up, and I just can't contain the burning desire to share and to, you know, to spread it to the whole world. So that's where I am with the play experience. It's just something I can't contain or something that I can just hold to myself and keep it to myself. But I want every woman, everybody in the world to know about it because it is a wonderful, wonderful experience, healing, not, you know, with drugs. being a nurse, you know, we always think, okay, you've got a headache. Take Tylenol or take this. But at this time, I don't think I'll rush to take the Panadol or the Tylenol when I feel the headache, when I've got a headache. I'll first breathe in, breathe out, and see what is causing it. Why is it like that? What is happening in my life? I know, and now I believe that you will find the root cause and heal that particular cause before you rush to do the extra things. So play and heal has just brought another way of, you know, the way I look at things at the moment. And I know if we spread it to the whole world, this will change the world. It's so powerful, powerful, powerful.
Yes. Thank you. Wow. Saruzai, whoever you have said a mouthful. I tell you,
don't get me back to Egypt with Ethel.
listen, that is absolutely awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Thank you for that. And I must say that you know, when I listened to you talk about you with the treasures that you had, and it was so powerful, and that was really rich. And you said that they were so powerful that you just, it was too much. You just knew you needed to share it. And that's what happens with people when they're not sharing, yeah? When they're not sharing and they know, especially they know they have this gift for anything. It could be anything. It could be numbers. It could be singing, it could be dancing, it could be acting, whatever it is, it's a gift. It's that very thing in some way, shape, form, or fashion that is there, that's being a, what is it, the thing that you put around your neck and you fall to the bottom of the ocean? that's the picture, yeah. So that thing somehow, shape, form, or fashion in some way, if they look at their lives, that very thing, in certain circumstances, through other people, is keeping them down because they're not giving it so freely. They're not. It's weighting them. And what you said was so beautiful about how they were hidden from God's chosen one, and once you they were revealed, you said, "I have to use this." Now I want you to just spend just a minute talking about the roundup, because we went to Redfern, and we went to Aboriginal country, And as I said about earlier, we went to visit the Sapphires and the Aboriginal Medical Center. And we spoke with them, and we went to the embassy tents. You went with me, and you were filming that. When you think about your offering and your treasure, which is the Round Hut Village that you're offering the world at this time, but you didn't say anything about it, but I must say it. The Round Hut Village is a space that Saruzai grew up in, and it's a space where everything that was important happened from. So in her vision is to empower women to release the ills, the stress that causes the ills and the issues. And through the play, through the healing, and all of the fundraising events that she's offering, through that, I'm summarizing it so I can bring this question to you. So she's bringing all of that out, and then she's lifting it up so that the children of the world can have a place in the world with families. How beautiful is that? Yes, indeed. I know I hear all the applause all around the world and everything. So right now, when you think about, the question I have is, when you think about the Round Hut Village, and you think about when we went to over there to the embassy tent, they were, protesting because they were trying to take their land. What comes up for you when you think about the comfort of the Round Hut Village, what you stand for with the Round Hut Village, and then what they were talking about to us?
I think the most important thing that came to my mind when I saw what they were doing at the tent embassy was unity and the oneness, family spirit, getting together for a cause and, unifying in a way that, they were not calling out, they were not beating up people, they were not violent. They were just there representing who they want to be. Mm-hmm. They were just there representing even their fellow Aborigines who were not there at the time. Like, this is who we are, and this is what we want. And this is our culture, and this is our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you remember there was those big, bold letters when you are approaching that tent embassy that says sovereignty. So that catches anybody's eyes, who is passing by and start to think, what does that mean? Why are these people doing this? I had so many questions which were unanswered at the time, but when I meditated, I saw a lot of emotions that they had that are going, like from ages ago to right now. Maybe we'll go on and on, we don't know when. But the most important thing is that they were expressing those emotions. They're expressing those emotions. And through expression of those emotions, I think you find healing in a way. They go home probably at the end of the day and feel, okay, I have done something to express myself, to show the people who I am, to show the world who I am. So that experience, and the experience when I grew up in the Round Hut, is very similar, because in the Round Hut, people gather together whenever there is something that needs to be sorted out. They come together. Whether you've got another beautiful, big house standing over there, but when they do particular things that are traditional stuff, they go into the Round Hut because they believe that, that's where we can commune and understand each other with the love and the warmth that the Round Hut brings to the family or to the village or to the world. So I learned a lot of the similarities of how they live and how they express themselves with the how we live in my culture and express ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that was really powerful too. Yes.
Yes, that was very powerful. And as we begin to wrap up the show, it was, I want to say that, you know, that I love the way that you put that about that, because they were around the fire and they were there to express the pain. And because if you don't express the pain, how can you know that it's there? How can you, if you don't say, ouch, if you say, that didn't hurt, it's going down. Down, down, down. It's sinking down into the tissues, and now you are full of issues in your tissues, ready to and ripe to turn into some issue that's even some debilitating atrocity inside your body because of what you feel has happened outside of your body. And so I love the way that you rounded that up in the Round Hut Village, because they were there to stand up for what it was that they felt was not correct in their surroundings, the land that was being taken right from under them, and so many other things. And that is what an embassy tent is, for those that don't know. It's a tent that's put up by the Aboriginal people for their own embassy on whatever property that they feel like is theirs that is being taken away, or for that cause, I should say. Let me correct that. So I just wanted to bring that in and just show the connection of the Aboriginal people and the Zimbabwean people. And it's people from around the world have similar stories, because we are what? We are all one. And we're going to close the show, and we're going to be back next week, and we're going to speak a little bit more about truth, still shifting in the truth, still working with unearthing and bringing up the diamonds, the jewels, and the treasures that we all hold. So my dear chosen one, Saruzai, I would see you on the playground next week with bells on. Thank you so much for coming from the land of Oz. We're going to go out with the Disbidoo. So appropriate.
Thank you very much.
I love you,
thank
my dear. I'll be blessed. All right. All right. We're going to go out with the Didgeridoo so appropriately for the land of Oz and the rest of the land in this whole entire world, this playground of life. I love you. I bless you. And I think it's beautiful for you. But
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.